toll-free. SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Once again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. So, by the way, I didn't mention to you last hour, but I intended to. We're talking about doing freedom to travel activism and getting freedom to travelers together. Freedomers to travel? Any people that want to be free to travel? Bringing them together to the same place, I think, would be a good strategy. That way they can support one another. I gave the example right before we went to break about how there's a number of activists who had parking tickets delivered to them here in Keene. Now, parking ticket in Keene, New Hampshire, not the the worst, most risky thing to do activism on. And that's why it's a great opportunity for folks. If you get a parking ticket, you can challenge it and take it to court. It's a $5 ticket here. Some places, parking tickets are a little more expensive.
Like New York City?
Yeah. I don't know. What's it cost there? $40 or something?
I think it's $75.
What?
Yeah. Well, my cousin... Apparently, when I went to visit my grandma, my grandma told me that my cousin always goes to New York City, insists on parking in the street, and always comes home with a $75 ticket.
Wow.
So I could be incorrect, but that was the number I've heard most recently.
It probably depends on the zone that you're parked in. But
Times Square.
Yeah. And so $5, not a huge risk. Even if you go to trial and end up being found guilty... You know, at that point, you could still pay the ticket, and it wouldn't be a big deal. Because thankfully, here in New Hampshire, the trials don't have court costs associated with them. So in some places, you take a parking ticket to trial, they have these different rules, where in some states, anything you take to trial, they're going to slap you with, you know, a few $100 in court costs. So unless you win, which you're not going to win in most of these cases, then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
And it's totally not worth doing that. And not only in some places do they have these extra court costs, but in some places they have a real scam where they'll tell you that, yeah, sure, you can take your ticket to court so long as you pay it in advance. So you can't actually take the ticket to court until you pay them the full amount of the ticket. Then you can go to court on it.
What is the point of that?
It's a scam.
That gives
you
no incentive at all to reduce the fine or whatever. They're going to give you money back? I don't think so.
No, exactly. It's just a scam, just from top to bottom. So where you are in the political jurisdiction makes a difference. So join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and get up here. Because if you're together with other people that have a like mindset, other people that want to be free, other people that are willing to do something about being free, then you're going to be more successful. And imagine how it felt for those bureaucrats behind the parking desk at the, you know, they've got these windows of bulletproof glass or whatever where you have to talk to someone through a little speaker. But imagine being the bureaucrat behind the desk and seeing four or five people walk in at once. All of them want to challenge the parking ticket. What do you think's going through their mind? Probably frustrated. Probably really upset that, you know, these people are just, how dare they? How dare they not just pay up like good citizens?
Well, I'm not sure that they have that much emotion. I feel maybe I'm wrong about how the parking people work, but I'm picturing like a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but feel like a secretary wouldn't really care either way.
It's more paperwork she has to do. She's got to file more paperwork that way. She's got to start a court case. They've got to go through whatever the process is. There's some sort of process involved there, and that usually involves work. And these are bureaucrats. They don't want to do that stuff. They don't want to have to do work. They'd be having to take your money from you, but they don't want to actually do the work. So they're used to most people paying. And, of course, that brings you back, or brings us to a kind of long-running theme on this program, and that is that their power rests on your obedience. As long as people, you, continue to be obedient, as long as you keep paying little fine after little fine after little fine, then they're just going to keep... Well, they're going to keep thinking they can fine you, because, boy, keep shaking money out of these people. Let's come up with more things to make illegal. Let's come up with more regulations, more ways to control people. And of course, that's exactly what they do. FreeStateProject.org. You can not only engage in things like non-cooperation, which is what we're talking about right now, because it's not really civil disobedience. I mean, you're not... I guess to some extent, if you're doing freedom to travel, I guess that is civil disobedience, although it's not really something you're necessarily announcing in advance. But if you're doing something like just fighting a parking ticket, That's non-cooperation. So you don't have to go all the way. And this is one of the things I think it's really important to point out for folks. Because someone posted on the internet not too long ago that they felt like there was this mentality up here or a vibe that if you don't do civil disobedience, you're not a good activist, which is nonsense. And I don't know.
I can see where she's coming from.
I don't understand where she's coming from at all. Where does that vibe come from? Everybody who does civil disobedience and non-cooperation is more than happy in most cases to work with the political folks and get out there and do petitioning, or, you know, a lot of them go and vote. I mean, a number of self-professed anarchists voted for Ron Paul this year.
I see comments sometimes from people who I think would be considered like real big civil disobedience stars. I see comments that kind of put others down, or, you know what I mean, kind of imply that they're somehow morally superior, and, you know, it's just, it's a vibe. It's not necessarily something that, you know what I mean, you're saying, well, that's not true, but a vibe is more something you feel. It's not, you know what I mean, it's not that cut and dry.
I just wonder why, because, I mean, you see an occasional comment. I just said I could see why
someone would come to that conclusion.
They'd have to be really sensitive or something, because I don't see that happening at all.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of it, so your perspective is irrelevant.
I see all kinds of non-civil disobedient activism happening here, all manner of politics and all manner of getting involved inside the system, and I think to myself, well, that's the supermajority of the activism that goes on here, because the fact is, most people aren't willing to do civil disobedience. So you're talking about a very small minority of people. And it reminds me of the people that will say, like, well, I don't want to join the Free State Project because that Ian Freeman's up there. As though you should avoid the most exciting and effective movement, liberty movement that we've ever seen in our lifetime, simply because you have a personality conflict with one person? Really? Is that, I mean, that's petty in my book. Look, if you don't like me, that's fine. Or if you don't like Joe Blow, that's your business. Don't hang out with that person. Don't do activism with that person. Don't associate. There are over 1,000 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And there are many more than that 1,000 that are locals and natives and people that have been here for a long time that are activists. Actually, I was out doing some jury outreach this morning, and David was out there, who's one of the locals. He's been here for a lot longer than the Free State Project has existed. He's not a native, per se, but he's New England native, and he's lived in the Keene area for a long time. David was there pretty much at the same time that I got there. Like, he's one of the most reliable people in the movement. And he's from around here, right? So he's not even an activist. Anyway, my point being, there's a whole lot of stuff happening here. And if you want to do something that's really going to make a difference, you've got to get together with other people that think like you do. So go to freestateproject.org, and you can get signed up there. And there's a forum where you can go and talk to other people that are here and ask them questions. And once again, that's freestateproject.org. There's a lot that can go on here. And if you get enough people together, you don't even have to necessarily do civil disobedience, but we're talking about traveling freedom, and there could be some reform that happens at the political level. I mean, I'd like to see it to where politically you don't get to go to jail if you get caught driving, because I think that's crazy.
It is.
When I was in jail, there was a guy in there, and he's probably just gotten out, like, as of a few weeks ago. He was in there for a year for driving.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't mean driving drunk or recklessly. I just mean driving without government papers. And it's called a habitual offender status, and I guess not every state has it, but probably a bunch of them do. And he was going to work. He's got a kid, you know, a wife.
Well, that kid's probably a lot better, more, you know, and a lot better off.
Now that dad's in jail.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now that the state has protected them from his irresponsible father.
Right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and this guy was one of the nicest guys. I was in jail with guys that were in for DUI. The worst sentence for the DUI guys, 21 days. Just goes to show you what their perspective is on what's important. Disobey the government? Don't get your papers? That's a year in jail. 855-450-FREE. DUI? Put someone in danger? 20 days. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,682.59, $841.30 for a half ounce, or $420.65 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,682.59, $841.30, and $420.65.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Once again, it's 855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that you will find there. We've got the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also get access to the show prep that we use on the air over in the show notes section at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch at FreedomsPhoenix.com. Toll-free number here again, 855-453. The National Health Service is what it's called over in the UK. And for those that don't know, the United Kingdom has a government-run healthcare system. And they've had it for a while. And now and then we'll see an interesting story that's worth sharing about exactly what is life like when the government is in charge of your healthcare.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, really?
I think DMV, the post office isn't really a government agency, but I think it's one where they regularly interact with the public, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, when you picture postal workers, you picture really grumpy old ladies.
I don't know. I've seen some exceptions to that in certain post office, but yeah, there certainly is a well-deserved reputation.
Yes. You know, I think it's not even necessarily about the people. For me, it's the environment. I hate going in the post office because I feel like I'm in just in another world. I mean, there's no wall decorations. It's very outdated. It's very dingy. It's very, like,
oh, it's
not, you know, it's not like a normal store would be. Like, if like, you know,
friendly, inviting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's just
institutional.
It's terrible.
The government has this institutional feel. They don't have to improve things. They don't have to make their lives better.
I love the liquor stores here. Like, just the sign is so drab.
The most bland, boring font that you could possibly use for the state liquor stores.
Yep, we have a whole shopping center here, and you look at all the signs, and there's bright and they're colorful, mm-hmm. and they all have their logo and they're really unique. And then you look at the liquor store and it just says like liquor store or something, you know?
Exactly. So I like how you use the DMV and the post office. Take the unfriendliness of the DMV and combine it with the speed of the post office. And, you know, you might get some idea of what government health care would be like, but it's much worse than that because we're talking about people's lives here. I mean, it's one thing if you lose a package in the mail. It's another thing if you lose, your grandfather? Here's the story from the Daily Mail over in the UK. When Kenneth Borden was diagnosed with terminal bladder cancer, his hospital consultant sent him home to die, ruling that at age 78, Kenneth was too old to treat.
Yikes!
Even the palliative surgery or chemotherapy that could have eased his distressing symptoms were declared off limits because of his age. His distraught daughter, Michelle Halligan, accepted a sad prognosis but was determined her father would spend his last months in comfort, so she paid for him to be seen privately by a second doctor to discover what could be done to ease his symptoms. Thanks to her tenacity, Kenneth got the drugs and surgery he needed, and as a result, his cancer was actually cured. 4 years on, he's a sprightly 82-year-old who works out at the gym, drives a sports car, and competes in a rowing team. She says you could call his recovery amazing. It's certainly a gift, but the fact is, he was written off because of his age. He was left to suffer so much and so unnecessarily. So, this guy was told by the National Health Service doctors, you're too old, we're not even going to give you therapy. We're not even going to spend the money to make your last months of your life comfortable. Not even going to do that. She goes to a second doctor, private doctor, gets an opinion, gets him on, treatment, and they cure the cancer. And now he's doing fine.
Well, I mean, I know 78 is old, but it's not that old anymore. And I think that if you are healthy, that you can live well past 78. My grandma and grandpa are celebrating their 80th and 85th birthday this year. And I wouldn't say that they're the most healthy people in the world, but they're still living and they're still walking and talking and completely aware. And so that's 7 years.
That's pretty good.
I mean, 7 years to me, that's to say, no, you can't have seven more years of your life. Seems really wrong.
Well, they decided he wasn't worth the money. I mean, what goes on with these government health care programs is essentially a form of triage. and they decide, based on their budget, well, this old man, he's not exactly paying taxes anymore, so we've only got so much money to spend. We're going to go ahead and help the younger folks, not these old people.
You know what's really funny about that is that people who are really big supporters of socialist healthcare systems will say, you know, little bumper sticker slogans like, healthcare is a right, and
right. Take care of everyone.
Take the money out of healthcare. Mm. So it's funny because in this instance, you've got what they want, right? Government healthcare, free healthcare, and he's being turned away because it's not in the budget.
Well, it's not that they couldn't afford. I mean, they've got billions and
billions
of dollars.
Well, they've made the decision that it's
right.
not in the budget.
They've decided that he's not worth it, essentially. Your life isn't worth it. So it doesn't matter whether Kenneth has paid his entire life into this system. And you would think that that would be, yeah. that would count for something. That he spent his whole life paying into the system, now comes time to collect. In fact, that's the pitch from the government is, hey, we'll take care of you, cradle to grave. We'll take care of you. Just pay us all this tax money every single year, and then you can count on us.
We'll take care of you. I wouldn't say just pay us is accurate. We'll take this now.
Yeah.
And we'll take care of you.
Yeah, except they take it and then down the line decide, yeah, you can just go and die.
You're old.
Just go off and have
Grandpa.
Some pain. Go off and have chronic pain, terminal bladder cancer, and you can die. Because you don't give us any money anymore, pops.
So sad. It's not funny at all. It's sad.
Sadly, Kenneth's story is a symptom of a dreadful truth, according to the Daily Mail. Shocking new research by Macmillan Cancer Support. Every year, they say, many thousands of older people are routinely denied life-saving NHS treatments because their doctors write them off as too old to treat. It's often left to close family members to fight for their rights. But although it's now British law that patients must never be discriminated against on the basis of age, such battles often prove futile. Michelle's fight began in September of 2008 when her father noticed blood in his urine. His general practitioner sent him to a consultant urologist at a hospital in the northwest of England, and a large tumor was found in his bladder. An MRI scan showed the tumor was advanced and went through his bladder, wall, and muscle. A minor operation enabled Kenneth to pass urine, but left him needing to do so every 20 minutes, day and night. How in the hell are you supposed to sleep? If you have to get up every 20 minutes to pee.
I don't know.
So we'll come back with more about his story here. 855-453. Remember, this is not unusual. This is typical. This is how these government healthcare systems work. Oh, and I know. If you're a government healthcare supporter, you're saying, well, we would do it different. We would do it right here in the United States.
Yeah.
855-453.
Like the DMV does it right.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll free. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 855-453. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733 here tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And we're inviting you over to our website. Lots of features await you there. If you've got a mobile phone, a smartphone specifically, you can go to M as in mobile, but on freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll get quick access to our live streams and the podcast and the software that you need to listen to said live streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story out of the NHS, the National Health Service, over in Great Britain. And, of course, if you thought that service actually stood for service, well, you don't know much about the NHS system. Because they only serve the people they want to serve. They don't have any obligation to you. Remember, this is important to remember about governments. Maybe you're new to this program. Government has no obligation to provide you with anything. I know. They tell you that they're going to protect you. They tell you all kinds of things. They're lying. They have no obligation to give you anything. They don't have an obligation to show up if you call the police. And they don't have an obligation to take care of your grandfather if he gets sick. I know they want you to believe otherwise, because they want you to feel good about paying them the tax money that you pay them every single year. I was looking at a thread on one of my friend's Facebook pages from high school. He was talking about how he hates doing taxes and that he used to take pride in it. And now he just hates it. And one of his friends commented that he takes pride in doing his own, his taxes. He could do it himself, and he's proud about that. It just made me just so, it's just so sad.
I can do it myself, too. Doesn't mean it feels, well, in my case, I get the refund, you know, so I don't, my taxes, I do them on TurboTax. It doesn't take, it's annoying, but it doesn't take that long, and it's not that big of a deal, and I get the check. I'm more hurt when I see how much is taken out of my paycheck every week.
For sure.
That's where it hits me. If I had to pay at the end of the year, ugh, gosh. You know, I just hope that never happens.
All right, and the more, the older you get, the more assets you start acquiring, the more complicated these things get. It's just sad to see people so obedient. And then I, of course, spoke up, and I was like, well, screw paying those criminals. I'm not going to pay them. They hurt people. They kill people. I have no interest in associating with that. And then one of his friends has his parents working for the IRS or worked for the IRS, and he started talking about, well, you get on the roads, don't you? And you like the police, and you've got the fire
department. IRS doesn't pay for roads.
Right. Yes, that's what I responded with. It was like, well, I do pay local taxes, and that covers the roads and the fire department and the police and, you know, almost everything he mentioned. He did mention Social Security. I was like, yeah, I don't pay Social Security. I don't pay into a Ponzi scheme. I'm not interested in that. And it's just, it's sad. It's sad. These people believe that they are getting something, some sort of value, out of paying taxes. And I'm just, it's pathetic. So then all of a sudden you find out the hard way.
If somebody takes a lot of money from you, it's much easier and feels better to tell yourself that it's for a good reason.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing you can really do about it, so.
Well, you could man up and not pay.
I don't have that choice.
I don't know. I know people who have worked in jobs before who claim that they don't pay, but I don't know how they do it.
Well, you can file exempt, but your company may. It depends on the company. Like some companies will say,
come down,
no, you can't file exempt, you know, because they'll come after the company.
Possible. That's one of the problems with working for a corporate job, because it's really difficult to get corporations to go along with that. But all that aside, yeah, I think you're right. People do tell themselves a story to justify their situation.
Mean, I probably paid, you know, $2,000-$3,000. I'm not sure. Like I said, I got a check back, so I don't know. But let's say I paid $3,000. I could really use $3,000.
Sure, go a long way to paying off your car.
So it's much easier for me to pretend like I'm doing a good thing by giving up that $3,000 as opposed to realizing that $3,000 was stolen from me to kill people in Iraq or wherever.
So so a lot of people tell themselves a story about the National Health Service over in the UK. Oh, this is great. I can go in and go to the hospital and don't have to pay a dime. This is super. Government's taking care of me. But maybe they just haven't had a grandparent get old enough to where they realize what's going on. Or to where the person who believes the government system is good doesn't really have a clue. Because they've only experienced it from their perspective as being a younger person. When you turn into a 79-year-old gentleman here, or 78 at the time, when he was diagnosed with terminal bladder cancer, he had to get up every 20 minutes to go to the bathroom, day and night. According to the story here with the Daily Mail, he was exhausted, says his daughter, by a lack of sleep. It was making him more ill than the tumor was. The pain was like having permanent cystitis. Sounds terrible. So, but I was asked, when I asked for dad to be given help for this, the consultant said there was no treatment available. It doesn't mean that there's no treatment that he can have. It just means that they're not going to give it to him. Meaning, we've decided it will not be available to your father. Michelle, who lives in Chester and is married with two children, wasn't satisfied. As a former midwife, she was confident, more confident than most, about attempting her own medical research on the internet. She read on one site that radiotherapy could shrink the tumor and give her father relief from his terrible symptoms. Further surgery on the bladder might help even more. She says, I was not looking for a cure, just a way to give my father some quality of life for the time he had remaining. She said, we went back to the urologist and asked about radiotherapy. I also wanted to know why my father could not have an operation to relieve his urinary symptoms. The doctor said that my father was 78, and these treatments would not be appropriate because he was too old. Now, when you become a medical doctor, I thought there was this thing called the Hippocratic Oath, which essentially says, I'm paraphrasing as I understand it, says that, you know, you'll do no harm. Essentially, it's your role to help people. Is it doing harm when you look at an old man and say, yeah, you're just too old. We're just not going to be able to help you, buddy. Take a hike.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like that violates the Hippocratic Oath. But nonetheless, he was told he was too old. Besides that, he was working out at the gym, very fit and muscular, runs, lifelong rower. But all the consultant would say was, I'm sorry, you have to accept that your father is dying. And she says, I had no issue with the hospital. It was a very good hospital, but I couldn't believe the surgeon. We went back to our general practitioner, but they believed the consultant. I got the impression that I was considered to be an interfering woman. In desperation, the family found nearly £3,000 to pay for private tests and a second opinion from a consultant in Birmingham. Now, before we go on with their story, government likes to have you believe that they're going to take care of you. Social Security program, perfect example of this. Oh, you just pay in 13% or 15% of your paycheck every single month. Remember, it's half comes out of your paycheck, the other half comes out before it even hits your paycheck's tally, so the company you're working for is taking that out before it hits your paycheck. So in reality, it's like 15% that goes to Social Security. So they're taking this money out of your paycheck every single week on the promise that somewhere down the line, you're going to be able to get a check cut when you retire. So the idea is that, well, you just let us handle your retirement. You're not smart enough to handle your own retirement.
Which is funny because if you work for any company, I mean, with the exception of like mom and pops, pretty much all of them offer you a lot of options with 401k, including company match.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that, right?
Like, no. It's completely voluntary, but they make it very easy. And both companies.
But you're just so dumb, Julia. You have to be forced to do the right
thing. Both companies I've worked for, like, I've heard the owners say, please take this. It's free money. I want to give you free money.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you're discouraged. You're very much encouraged to do so. And, I mean, it just seems. The Social Security is so stupid.
It is. But the idea is a very persuasive one, and that is that we'll take care of you. Just pay it up every single week, every other week on your paycheck, and we'll take care of you. Just turn 65 and we'll cut you a check. It'll be so great.
I've seen some of those Social Security checks. I've seen a lot of them because of the bank. And well, first of all, most of the old people that used them and relied on them completely, poor.
Absolutely.
Right? There was not enough money to live.
Right. That's what you've got to keep in mind here, is you still, even despite having these government programs around, have to take care of yourself. You have to plan for your own retirement. But imagine what would happen. Remember, this situation, they found 3,000 pounds. They managed to scrounge up that kind of money to do the, you know, testing that was necessary outside of the national health system. What if they'd been people who hadn't relied on themselves and just relied on the government to take care of them? That man would be in pain and possibly dead.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month, we'll take that and invest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. We'll come back and talk more about the national health system or service, whichever one it is, over in the UK, and how it is that they're basically leaving old people out in the cold. They're just telling older folks, "Yeah, you're too old. We're not going to spend money on you. Just go off and die." That's literally what they're doing. We'll continue that here in a moment, because you can expect that when government health care takes over in this country, if government health care takes over, you're going to see the same stuff happening here. But first, we go to Alex, listening in Oregon. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask, I was listening to the show, and you were just saying that you don't pay any taxes other than local taxes. My question is, are you concerned that one day you're going to end up with the IRS showing up and all their guns, just like Ed and Elaine?
Well, Ed and Elaine Brown are people who were more Ed Brown, more so than Elaine Brown. Ed Brown was paranoid and was, I mean, I met them. I went to their house.
Yeah,
so.
He hugged me and groped me.
He groped you?
Yeah, it was creepy.
He's a weird bird, and it was kind of hinting at possible violence as a solution, and I think that's one of the reasons why they ended up getting the severe sentencing that
they
did.
And she wasn't just not paying taxes. She was an employer who was not, like, remember, I think she was not charging, she was not setting that up for them. She was telling her employees, which I think is really great, but I think they're more likely to come after someone that was in charge of a whole bunch of people not paying taxes, you know?
Perhaps. I don't really recall how much of a factor that was in their,
really?
In their sentencing. I honestly don't know.
She was a dentist or had a dentist office, and she did not take taxes out of people's paycheck.
Right. You'd have to go back and look at that, but I'm pretty sure one of the reasons why they got such severe sentencing was because of the let's hole up in our house and shoot anybody that comes here kind of mentality.
That's, that's an extreme case. I agree. But,
right. I mean, if you look at Larkin Rose as another example, Larkin Rose, who has written a number of books that are very, very good. One of them, a couple of them about taxes, and others that are, I think are even better. One of you know, he went to jail for, I think, 2 to 3 years. He was in a minimum security federal prison in that case. And of course, they went after Larkin Rose because, well, he was writing books and advocating that people not pay taxes. So they wanted to, you know, make an example of him. So, am I concerned about that? Sure, it's a real possibility.
More what I'm trying to say is that you're openly defying it and saying it right on the radio.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, don't you think people should stand up for what they believe in?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So here's my thing, right?
Asking for trouble.
Well, I don't think it's asking for trouble necessarily. I think it's standing up for what I believe in and hopefully encouraging others to follow suit. Look, the way I see it is, if I say something, then I should be willing to do what I say. If I think that not paying taxes is important, what kind of a hypocrite would I be if I got on the airwaves and said, "Hello, hey everybody, I think you shouldn't pay taxes." I mean, what kind of a jerk would I be in that instance? So I'd much rather get on the radio and say, "Hey, look, here I am on the radio. I don't pay, and I would recommend you not pay. You know, if you've got a conscience and you don't want to support killing." And, you know, you want to make your life better, at least in the immediate term. Keep your money. Spend it on your family. Spend it on your house. Spend it on, you know, your loved ones and local charities
or
whatever.
Are you saying I don't have a conscience?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you do have a conscience, you should consider not paying taxes. Because you're paying for killing. You're dealing with terrorists.
I would consider not paying for taxes if I worked for myself.
There you go. Well, that's great. Someday you will. And that's a perfect time to stop. So again, it's not right for everybody.
If I could stop them taking the taxes out of my paycheck, I would do it. But
great,
I don't have a way of doing that.
So. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are people out there that say they know how to do it. Well, like Julia with the whole not.
You can file
thing.
Exempt, and they could theoretically catch you or let it slide. You know what I mean? The IRS has a lot of things to look at, and I think often it's overlooked. But some companies will see that and say, "Wait a sec, you know, is this right?" And will question you about it because they don't want to deal with what could come down the line. And if they do catch you, they'll start garnishing your paychecks.
Yeah. That's a problem with working inside the system. Yeah, there are different options out there. But again, and I appreciate the concern, and I get it. You know, at some point, you just have to be willing to take those risks. I mean, if you want to be free, you have to act like it. And if you want to be free, you have to. There's going to be risk involved, and there's always the chance that you could end up going into a jail cell. I mean, that's part of the it's part of the game, essentially. So I think it's important for other people to come on board and to do it together. That way we can stand together rather than, you know, fall separately, so to speak. So yeah, of course there's always that possibility. But if you live afraid of these people, then what good of a life? What kind of a life is that?
Start a whole movement to get people to not pay taxes.
Well, there's already a fairly large amount of people that don't pay taxes. If you actually look at the numbers, there's millions of people in this country that don't pay taxes. So it's already something that happens on a fairly frequent basis. But I don't know to what extent that they all know who each other are or back each other up when something happens to one of them. And I think that that's unfortunate. And it's also, of course, you know, at the same time, there's still the slave-on-slave mentality where if somebody hears that you don't pay taxes, they get upset because they pay taxes and everybody should pay taxes because if I've been abused, then everybody should be abused. And so it's, you know, it can be a really risky risky endeavor. But I can tell you that, you know, in all the years that I haven't paid, they've never once even sent me a warning notice or anything like that. So not to say that they won't all of a sudden send me one next year or not that they're, you know, they could be waiting 10 years to hit me with 10 years at once or whatever. And it's just one of those things where once you start doing it, you just have to accept in advance that this could lead you to a prison cell and you have to be willing to take those risks. And I hope that more people will take those risks because that's the whole idea is you want to be the change you wish to see in the world. Right. So or at least that's how I feel. So set the example. Does that answer your question, Alex?
Super. Yeah, it does. All right thanks.
Thanks for the
show.
Call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Bye-bye.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't want to go to prison. I really don't. But I also don't want to be obedient serf. I don't want to just bend over and take it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to be told how to live. And I don't want to be oppressed. And I'm being oppressed in enough damn ways. Local property taxes are brutal enough on me. I don't like paying those either. And at some point, I'll probably stop paying those too. Or only pay a portion of it or something. Pay, you know, like 40% in protest. See what happens then. Yeah, they might take my house. They might take my house from me. So what?
Then you have nowhere to live.
Well, I just pay rent somewhere. Whatever.
That's silly.
You think
I feel
so?
That is silly.
You think so?
For them to come take your house? Yeah.
Well,
what victory does that gain you?
Well, there's never a, I mean, when it comes to the government, there's never a victory. You're always going to lose. If they decide to target you for being free, you're going to lose. The only question is, how much are you going to lose? Are you going to lose your life? Are you going to lose your freedoms? Are you going to lose some money? Yeah, that's the only question. You're going
to
lose time.
You're going to lose money, a place to live. I mean, to me, that's, it's just not worth it.
Well, at some point, I'm going to get sick and tired of keeping of having to pay to put peaceful people in jail cells. Like, I'm beyond the point where I can live with myself for paying for killing. Like, the feds, they're killing people. That, I can't handle. It's more difficult for me to handle them putting people in jail, like the local boys. They're not killing people like the feds are. So I can more tolerate it. At least I can go and talk to these people. I can perhaps have some level of influence. That's why I haven't quite given up on it yet. Plus, it would be nice to have other people again, you know, to get together with and disobey together, like to have a bunch of homeowners cut a 40% check rather than a full check. What would happen then? Would they take everyone's home?
I don't know.
Then what? Do we all get to go on welfare? If they take your home from you, do you then get to go and live in a government home at that point?
That's interesting, because you would think that a large percentage of people who don't pay property taxes are simply too poor to pay them. It's not, you know, that they're being disobedient. It's that they can't afford to pay it.
Yeah, that's typical.
So, it's interesting.
And I wonder if they can keep, you know, I don't know what all the rules are, right? So, like, here in New Hampshire, if it's 3 years, the property taxes, if you haven't paid for 3 years, they can do a tax sale on your home. But what if you're still paying? So, like, what if you're still making payments, but you're not paying the full amount? So I'm paying 40% instead of, if I were to, I'd be paying 40%, cut out, like, the school portion or something like that. Because here it's 60% goes to the schools. So I'd, you know, give 40% to the local tax board, and then take the other 60% that I would have gone and sent to them, send it to the private school down the street. So that way, it's, you know, I can show people, hey, look, this isn't about Ian Freeman being greedy. It's about me not wanting to be forced to pay for things that I don't value. So I'd still be spending the same amount of money. It's just that some of it wouldn't go to the government. 855-450-FREE. And imagine if you could get a movement of people doing that. What would that do? What would that change? But if everybody just cowers and stick their head in the sand, well, nothing will change. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.